This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Freedom. Health freedom, that is. Shake it, not stirred. We're going to shake it up today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a lot of great things in the next couple of hours here on radio, thanks to our friends at GCN syndicating us around the planet, around the United States, up on the satellite, down to you, wherever you are around the world, and streaming, co-streaming, I shall say, or simulcasting on YouTube, Periscope, Facebook Live, and more. And I'm glad you're here with me. Go to robertscottbell.com if you want to see what we're planning to cover today, including a book called I Used to Have Cancer by James Templeton. This is going to be a great story. Someone who's been alive, is alive, 30 years out after a stage 4 melanoma. Apparently, no chemo, no radiation, maybe a little surgery, like to take a melanoma off the skin, but that's about it. And we're going to talk to him about his journey and how, indeed, cancer is not a death sentence unless the doctors get to you. We got that coming up. You know, vaccine hesitancy, this has been the year for a lot of propaganda, beyond all years of propaganda prior to it, regarding the promotion of vaccines without hesitancy, without exceptions, without exemptions. Prior to this year, when the WHO hadn't made this pronouncement that among the top 10 threats to global health, they included this idea that there are people that they're just hesitating a little bit, maybe a lot of bit, to receive these injections, probably made in China, in the Western world, and even in Africa, where the rumor, which is true, that there was a human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG antigens in there, that facilitated the rise of antibodies, autoimmune response to your own hormones or endocrine compounds, that created a scenario where massive infertility was arisen via what? Your attack, women who got these certain shots that were contaminated, maybe on purpose, I would have to think maybe a little bit, to reduce global population is Bill Gates' obsession and the globalists' obsession to kill people before they're even born. Without officially going in for an abortion, you will terminate your own baby before it even has a chance based on vaccines that were given to you. And so vaccine hesitancy, not just a rich Marin County Jewish housewife or the small percentage of Hasidic Jews in New York, Rockland County, who said, you know what, we don't like to inject things with aborted fetal cell lines into our children. We don't like to lay down with beasts. We don't want RNA and DNA from animals injected to us and our children. And they've marginalized them to the point where the viewpoint, if they are successful through mainstream media, is that these people are unclean. Talk about kosher laws, kashrut, interestingly enough. I mean, these are all about what's clean and not clean for the body. And now, in a secular kind of way, to destroy religious liberty, they've claimed that the people who are the children who are not vaccinated are the unclean ones. In fact, segregation is back. in our hoity-toity liberal northeastern arena of New York State, where they are now, the children that are going to school in violation of the new regulation on children, that they have to be fully vaccinated according to the CDC schedule. And if they are not, they can't even come to private school, religious school. That the parents are protesting, a little civil disobedience, sending their kids anyway. And once they get there, they're segregating these kids and putting them in a classroom together. All the healthy kids who are not vaccinated are hanging out with all the other healthy kids who are not vaccinated, because we don't want healthy people to interact with unhealthy people who are vaccinated. Fascinating. So this brings me officially to our first story today. Those of you watching online, I can't show you the websites that I do during the week, Monday through Friday, because we are syndicated radio on Sundays. And you can go to robertscottbell.com and see this first one from Medical Express. I like to call this MedX. They should really promote themselves like Federal Express is FedEx. This should be MedX. This is amazing. Talk about some level of intellectual integrity. I know some of you are going to say they're not going far enough. Declaring vaccine hesitancy one of the 10 biggest health threats in 2019 is unhelpful. Now, this is a pro-vaccine group. This is, you know, modern medicine kind of stuff, pharmaceutical stuff. But, man, give them some props, Medical Express. They acknowledge this promotion of this idea that not getting vaccinated on time or at all is a threat. They are pro-vaccine. Yes, they are. But the WHO declaration provides extra motivation for the health authorities in many countries that now mandate or consider mandating vaccines. The rhetoric is well known. Vaccines work. The science is settled. Vaccine hesitant parents are uninformed or misguided, victims of the social media platforms where crooks spread fake science. This is, you know, these are the promotional campaigns. This is what the standard lie is. It is taken as a given that vaccines are similarly and uniformly beneficial. Side effects are rare. No sane person would question that. But, they ask, are vaccines similarly and uniformly beneficial? So they talk about memory. We've talked about memory of the memory cells and antibodies, things like that. Yet, they acknowledge from the overall health effects scenario. This is where it gets dicey, folks, for the bad guys. Medical Express is acknowledging that we don't have a lot of evidence about the overall health effects of vaccines. Everybody is so sure that it's only protected against the target infection, nothing else. And it's all about the antibody and what they claim anecdotally prevents, quote-unquote, infectious disease. But there is no long-term safety studies, much less short-term, very short-term, and nothing compared against inert placebo. They're acknowledging this. None of the currently used vaccines, I'm reading from this article, this is stunning, folks. None of the currently used vaccines were tested in randomized trials to document that they were overall beneficial before being introduced. And once a vaccine is recommended, it is almost impossible to study it in randomized trials because most ethical committees, medical ethics, oxymoron, by the way, would not allow researchers to deprive a child of a recommended vaccine that was never tested for safety against inert placebo, so they don't know if it's safe. Anti-vaxxers admitting that vaccinology is an imperfect science may be a better way to defeat the skeptics. That's a kind of a common sense thing. I mean, if they want to promote comfort and trust in vaccines, might a good way to go about it is, so, yes, there are problems, but we can work on them together. What are your concerns? Let's work on them head on instead of, hey, you got a concern? You're irrational. You're stupid. You're a conspiracy theory. You're a fearmonger. What's the new conversation they're promoting? How about acknowledging that there are issues? And that, well, one size may not fit all. How about that for common sense? I've raised this issue, and I want to ask any medical brethren out there, if you want to be brothers and sisters to humanity rather than ignorant stooges for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, tell me what other drug or biological agent do you give to everybody the same way, don't change the dosage schedule, without even having or considered that there are no inert placebo-controlled safety tests conducted? Tell me, doctor, what other, you guys are, in gals, are unconscious tools for Big Pharma. promoting this agenda. How do you defend yourself in this case? And I want to bring Super Don in the mix. I know this on radio, I have less time to do an opening monologue. A lot of times I go 30 minutes before I even take a breath. But is this vaccine heresy by Medical Express? Are we seeing a genuine crack in the dam of acknowledgement that, yes, there are problems? The first thing to admit if you're an alcoholic, that you're an alcoholic. People are addicted to vaccines, and they don't want to question them. Not even the things that we know in the peer-reviewed science that we present every couple of weeks on this show, on our Monday through Friday show through naturalnewsradio.com and robertscottbell.com, that there's a problem. First step is to admit that there's a problem. Then maybe you can work your way through it or around it. But the way that they trash and bash us just for simply acknowledging the problem. Super Don, my brother, my producer, what stands out to you about this opening article about vaccine hesitancy that they're acknowledging here we haven't seen before?
Well, first thing that I want to point out here is this website, we cover articles from Medical Express on a fairly regular basis because they cover really well science.
Yes.
And first thing I did this morning, as I saw this article, I was like, okay, wait a minute. We've been doing Medical Express for a long time. I got to see what other people are saying about Medical Express, right, after reading this. And I went over, there's a website called Media Bias Fact Check, and these are the guys that are supposed to be like the ones that will tell you whether a website is okay or not, or whether it's biased, left, right, conspiracy, whatever. And we've talked about that website before. They say Medical Express is pro-science. They give it all green light, all thumbs up. So this is a respected scientific, science-based website. So what stands out for me on this? We are seeing what I would call chinks in the armor. And this is based on what I want to say is the word of the day, which is perseverance. Okay? For all you folks out there that feel like you're just not making any progress, or, you know, they're out there doing the rallies and the protests and things of that nature, perseverance is what's going to win the day. Because perseverance is doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. This, to me, is a sign of success. When you have an article on a pro-science website pointing out the fact that, hey, you know what, there's things about vaccines we really don't know much about. We are making progress.
Yes, and Medical Express is now going to be the home for anti-vaxxers. No, not likely. But the fact is, they're dealing with this now. The skeptics are going to have conniptions, as they always do, because those with the intellectual and scientific integrity should always question what they call science, which has become a religion. Medical education, coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. The United States and world of Health Talk Radio begins our broadcast week, first day of the week. The Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. And covering things in the news that I'm certain the medical elitists, the pharmaceutical church people, don't want you to know about, because we actually question things. Yeah, that's the basis for science, observation, questioning, duplicating what you find to be, you know, factual and truthful, and then, hey, can it be, you know, this is the basic stuff, come on, really? It's not PhD-level stuff. Of course, the PhD stuff is where they, you know, pile it higher and deeper so that you can't get to the facts and discover these truths that are universal, including the fact that allopathic medicine, as it is today, is an abject failure when it comes to chronic disease, because they are the creators of a large proportion, percentage-wise, of chronic disease on the planet, particularly in Western nations that have adopted it as the state church, or if you will, state religion. Now we go back to medical education, which is pretty much an oxymoron at this point. And our article also at Medical Express, and you can link to it at robertscottbell.com. Y'all got to see this stuff. Headline reads, medical education does not equip students to provide high-quality nutritional care to patients. Really? Really? Man, I should have wound up moment of duh. But, hey, here we are. Worldwide, nutrition is insufficiently incorporated into medical education, meaning that medical students lack the confidence, skills, and knowledge to provide nutritional care to patients, according to a systematic review of 24 studies published in the Lancet Planetary Health Journal. So the authors say, hey, maybe we should put nutrition education in schools and make it compulsory for medical school. Dude, it's not going to happen. It's not. Why? Why do you say that? Well, here's the bottom line. Right away, the bottom line. If they start educating physicians on nutrition,
then the basis for medical education since the Flexner Report of 1910, you could argue even before that, but they really formalized it in 1910, moving it forward to eliminate all eclectic, vitalistic views, recognizing that diet, lifestyle, law of the terrain level stuff from Antoine Béchamp forward was discarded completely, suppressed, oppressed, eliminated, and targeted for elimination by targeting all holistic health care providers that would acknowledge the law of the terrain as a basis, which means nutrition. Yeah, deficiencies result and manifest as illness, imbalance, dysfunction, metabolic otherwise. And if they taught nutrition in medical school, seriously taught it, it would bite the hand or eliminate the hand. Destroy the beast that has the hand that currently feeds, dominates, controls the future, much less present, of medicine that has rewritten the history books about healing on planet Earth as if it doesn't exist, in that anything that precedes allopathic medicine is quackery. It's quaint, but it's not real. You know, it's nature, right? The fallacy of nature. It's insane what's happening here. So here it says in the article, globally, man, MedX is really doing a number on modern medicine today. 11 million deaths annually are attributed to poor diets, making it the leading risk factor for death across the world. Now, if you learn that and you go, oh, okay, so let's bring nutrition into the mix. Let's just pretend for a moment that they're learning 100% whole food nutrition. And they go, well, if we feed our patients correctly, care for them really by nourishing them, what need will we have for toxic, poisonous medications that deplete whatever minerals got in their body in the first place, or that which we're trying to replenish? How could you see that it destroys the entire economic model for modern medicine on planet Earth? So don't hold your breath, even with this great article going, yeah, maybe we should learn about nutrition, maybe we should teach nutrition. No, it's designed purposefully to pay lip service, if that, 1-2 hours of nutrition. And even if they get nutrition courses, who's going to write that curriculum? PepsiCo? Coca-Cola? Cargill? Dietitians? The synthetic nutrition lapdogs? Of course, that's an oxymoron, synthetic nutrition, of the pharmaceutical industry. So the information that they're going to get with this nutritional training, it's wrong. You might argue, and we can do that. We've done this about, like, people that are into ascorbic acid, vitamin C. That's not vitamin C in reality. It's vitamin C mo-therapy. And yes, it's an oxidative therapy that has some impact measurable in the body. But it pales in comparison to utilizing 100% whole food nutrients like selenium at microgram dosages. So they are so far removed from this. And until your doctor divorces him or herself from their allopathic pharmaceutical Flexner Report training, they are going to do you little or no good unless they're putting Humpty Dumpty back together again in the emergency room. And even then, they should include Arnica and CBD. RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Democratic candidates compete for the opportunity to take on President Donald Trump, the incumbent they hope to oust is more personally disliked than any of his recent predecessors, and half of the voters say they're very uncomfortable with the idea of his reelection. The electorate at large also expressed major doubts about some of the progressive policies being backed by candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and the party's more moderate frontrunner, Joe Biden, also faces many questions about his fitness to do the job. Those are the major findings in the latest release from the September NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which also shows that 46% of Americans give Trump credit for what they call an improving economy, the highest share since the beginning of his presidency. The Democrats won a referendum on Trump. The GOP wants a comparative choice, and therein lies the rub, according to Democratic pollster Peter Hart. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got it going on. Broadcasting live throughout the world. RobertScottBell.com, all the links to listen. And you can sign up for email alerts there as well. You'll never know when Super Don sends out a special message to say, hey, we're giving away something again, or one of our great sponsors is. Last week, our friend Green Mountain Girl won, and she won a multi-strain flu relief formula from Dr. King. That's a homeopathic remedy. We've often been able to give away some CBD from our friends at Plus CBD Oil, PLUSCBDOil.com. And if you can't find it locally, I can't imagine you can't, but you can go directly to that website and enter the code RSB15, and you'll get 15% off every day. RSB15 is the code. When I went and visited them, it was awesome because y'all are doing that.
And when I walked into CV Sciences in San Diego a couple of months back, I walked into this big place where all the customer service people were taking orders, direct calls. And Stuart Tomp, my buddy, says, "Hey, Robert Scott Bell's here." And they all yelled out, "RSB 15! So thank you all for taking advantage of the good supplements, substances, energies, healing modalities that are available to you that you won't hear often about anywhere else, certainly not in pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media outlets, even in a lot of talk radio, where there's good stuff happening, but there's cognitive dissonance on the vaccine issue, for instance. So we go well beyond that. RobertScottBell.com, Super Don making it sound so good. We got Alex on the board on GCN today. And I'm, again, appreciative of all y'all joining us our first day of the broadcast week. But we have five additional days of the week, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific. You're not sure where? Go to RobertScottBell.com. It'll connect you to all that's good, including if you want to support us directly, we have now a Patreon page. You can be patrons of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got special things that are going to be available only for you, for our patrons as well, behind-the-scenes stuff, including ancient archives that we've just uncovered of the Robert Scott Bell Show, at this point going back to 2002. Let's see if what I said then is as valid as it is to what I present today. I have a sneaking suspicion that it does, unless it's just a news item that has expired. But other than that. All right. This is, I guess, one of these.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
All right, y'all. How long have I been telling you about the law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp versus the germ theory and Louis Pasteur the criminal? Always about, oh, be afraid of the germ. Well, those of you who are afraid of germs, and I'm not talking about irrational hygienic practices, because there's good hygiene to practice. That's good and that's helpful. But among those good hygienic practices that should not include synthetic toxic alcohol, benzyl alcohol, or triclosan containing hand sanitizers. There's a number of reasons why I've been saying this for many years. And here's the headline at CNN, of course. Yeah, because they're the arbiter of health. Occasionally they get something good, something right. I know it's reluctant. I get mad at Super Don when he points, hey, CNN has one good article. Well, using hand sanitizer, the headline reads, may be giving you a false sense of security. You don't say. People are rubbing on alcohol-based, triclosan, toxic antibiotics, all kinds of just nasty stuff on their hands, going, oh, my gosh. You see them everywhere, whether it be in hospital, school settings, pharmacies, all your retail settings, right? Don't touch the shopping cart. Which, by the way, we're going to take a shopping cart into Costco today and find something very shocking a little later. But the idea of hygiene, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We want to do good hygiene, but it does not involve toxic gels and foams and stuff. What is this story all about on CNN? And there's a video for it. I can't play on Monday through Friday. I could have played it for you, but that's okay. We'll get it later. Go to RobertScottBell.com. You'll see the link. As you reach for a tissue and blow your nose, you notice your coworkers recoiling in horror, the article says. So you make a reassuring pump of the hand sanitizer. Look, put it all on. See, I'm protecting you, you're going to say. But are you really? A new study shows that quickly smearing an ethanol-based hand sanitizer on your hands probably won't kill those cold and flu bugs. According to the study, it's because your fingers are still wet with mucus. Lovely. Isn't that lovely? Mucus-stained fingers. Japanese researchers dabbed wet mucus harvested from people infected with influenza A on their fingertips, onto the fingertips of 10 plucky volunteers, and then applied hand sanitizer. The alcohol-based hand sanitizer didn't kill the flu virus, even though it's not technically alive, but hey, you get what they're saying. Full 2 minutes, didn't do it. It took 4 minutes to fully deactivate. But even then, not so good, because under your fingernail, everywhere, you couldn't get, you didn't get. And of course, there's no discussion of the law of the terrain, how you have a healthy microbiome on your hands. And of course, that basically, if you thoroughly washed your hands with soap and water, if you're concerned about what's on them that could be a contaminant or a potential infectious agent that others might be vulnerable to, that simple act of thoroughly washing your hands is sufficient. Although, how many people really thoroughly wash their hands? They'll squirt a little soap on it, if that, and it's done. But we're talking like, you know, scrubbing. Yeah, have you ever seen those the surgeons before they go into surgery? They're taking brushes. They're going all in. That's not happening. But the reason why everybody is not dropping dead because nobody is cleaning their hands thoroughly in reality. Who's rubbing that hand sanitizer and making sure it's wet and getting everywhere for 4 minutes? Because it isn't the germ, it isn't the virus, it isn't really that causes disease. It's the vulnerability and susceptibility of the host, the terrain. That's not part of the consideration in any of these antimicrobial hand sanitizer discussions, much less this discussion of hand sanitization, even through soap and water. Again, it's not enough. It's never going to be enough. You go into the point where you eliminate every bacteria, microbe, virus, fungus, and you eliminate it all. Sanitizing life beyond the hygiene hypothesis will kill you because the microbiome is there to support you, support life, defend you. But the argument, again, falls when your first primary view of life is that the germ is dangerous. The germ will kill us all. Remember, the germ theory is a warfaring hypothesis that it doesn't even rise to the level of hypothesis, in fact. The criminal Louis Pasteur stealing his information from Bechamp and bastardizing it, not fully understanding at all, partially, I don't know, hardly. But he's the guy everybody worships, Pasteur, because he knew the emperor. Tell me who your friends are. Right? You buddies with the emperor, even if you're wrong, your stuff is going to be claimed to be right. And they planted the germ theory flag hundreds of years ago now and ignored the brilliance of Antoine Bechamp, which we should all be learning about. Law of the terrain. So it's a fascinating article in CNN, at least partially because it acknowledges what I've been saying for years. These hand sanitizers they don't work. And even if they work, they leave you more vulnerable. That's the next phase. And they don't talk about this in this article. Once you put benzyl alcohol, there's also, as I said, triclosan, there's toxic antibiotics as well in these things, you're left with what we call leaky hands. You've not only wiped out the protective bacterial barrier, but you've dried the skin, the epithelial epidermis, they call it, the layers of protection of your earth suit. And now they cause, because these toxic components and alcohol dry it out, and they cause inflammation. They're harsh. They're damaging. And that causes what? Cell separation. Inflammation causes cell separation. And now you have leaky hands. So that anything you do encounter has a pathway in that normally would not pierce or penetrate the barrier that is your earth suit. We've talked about leaky gut inside the alimentary canal caused by inflammatory elements, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, GMOs. We can go on and on. Glyphosate. It happens externally too. So let me bring Supernon in the mix real quick here in terms of, because I always go off on a tangent that I think is valuable and valid, but there might be something you want me to spotlight here in this CNN article about what works and what doesn't and how they miss completely the fundamental principle of the germ theory versus the law of the terrain.
I think you've covered it well, but it's interesting because, you know, the average person, when they did the study, they said the average person, when they wash their hands, they only do it for 11 minutes or 11 seconds, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
11 minutes would probably work.
Yeah.
So what they suggest here is that when you wash your hands, you have to scrub your hands for 20 seconds. And they said that's the time it takes to sing happy birthday twice. Now, I wouldn't suggest singing happy birthday in the bathroom when you're brushing your hands because that people might think you're a little crazy.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, we got to do the palms and the backs and the fingers and between the fingers and under the nails. And mm-hmm. Most people don't wash their hands that way. You know,
right.
I mean, you're not a surgeon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although I'll tell you, I was just over here in the YouTube chat room, Green Mountain Girl, she's an RN.
Okay.
And she says that MDs are the worst hand washers since forever.
Mm-hmm. By the way.
And that's a firsthand account, you know,
right.
I mean, on what's going on with the MDs, right?
Super Don, do you remember years ago we covered a story about, like, medical doctors, male primarily, that you could say that doctors are men, and say can be women too, but you know, anyway, that they wore neckties. And if for some reason the neckties were spreaders of infectious
Yes, they
agents.
Had the worst. Yeah, they had like the yeah. worst for some reason the worst bacteria. They were like the in the lab coats too.
Right. So they're the yeah. primary vectors of spreading disease. Iatrogenicide right. we call that in hospitals. Antibiotic yes. resistance. Of course, we're not worried about antibiotic resistance. We have silver hydrosol. We have selenium. We have probiotics. We have the things that make the immune system actually work. And by the way, if you feel like you need to sanitize your hands, do utilize silver, the liquid silver, the gel. You know, I'm not pretending that, oh, it's going to kill everything. No, we don't want it to kill everything. We want it to take out some of the bad guys. Certainly, maybe, okay. Not opposed to that. Again, basic hygiene. But this illusion that wiping out your entire microbiome is going to somehow be helpful for you.
See, now here's a little bit of insight here, because Green Mountain Girl, the RN,
yes.
says the reason why the tie has so much on is because they hang their stethoscopes around their necks.
Mm.
Hey, that makes sense, right?
Where are you sticking that stethoscope, huh?
Yeah. But that totally makes sense to me, yeah, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, y'all, well, we have options. We're not just screaming at things, making noise, but the reality is we have ways to, when you understand the law of the terrain, basic concepts of sanitation, sewage, hygiene, these are the things that precipitate good health, along with what? Nutrition, supporting detoxification, all of these things you can find links to in the show notes at robertscatbell.com, including the whole food nutrients that we get from choosetobehealthy.com. And, well, yeah, the Health Ranger store as well. They carry the Sovereign Silver, too. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. And going into Costco, what will we find? Apparently, it's shocking. It's shocking. We're going to cover that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
What sends shockwaves through you? What is it that sends shockwaves through you? I ask that because the what's her name? The food babe? Vani Hari? Has said something sent shockwaves through her recently. Now, if you're thinking it's like an electrical storm in Florida, no, apparently not. It was a kind of a figure of speech, shockwaves. And it turns out that if you go to Costco, we've talked about Costco. I didn't used to have them. We do now. And they're apparently the number one retailer of organic food items in the nation. In all of the United States, no retailer sells as much. I think Walmart is somewhere in there, believe it or not. But Costco, and we've talked about some interesting moves they've made to limit or eliminate glyphosate, not selling Roundup, these kinds of things, which is good. It's great. This is the market responding to the people. This is not government mandates. The government didn't say, Costco, you have to stop selling glyphosate. Or Costco, you should sell more organic. No, they realized, dude, we're selling a lot of organic. People want more organic. How do we do it? And they're going to suppliers. They're going to farmers and going, how do we do this? Let's work together on this. That's free market, what they call capitalism, not crapitalism. It's not coming from government mandate or fiat. So what happens when you go to Costco? And you suddenly turn to your right or to your left in the potato chip aisle, and you find Frito-Lay has organic Ruffles. What happens? Oh, kids are like, hey, we can have potato chips again. Ruffles. This is made by Frito-Lay. And Frito-Lay, of course, GMO corn chips, MSG, all the things we don't eat. I know I grew up on those things before the era of known GMOs. Do you remember Frito-Lay corn chips? Super D?
Of course.
Yeah, it's our generation's like snack food of choice for many of
us. Absolutely.
That
and Doritos. Doritos was the
Doritos.
Other one.
Oh, good Lord. Yes. You can't just eat one. And, of course, it's MSG, which they still have Doritos with MSG, where you're like, why am I addicted to this? Why? What's going on here? Now, there are forms of Doritos that are now fully organic, which is great. I don't think they have MSG. They're still junk food. But, hey, you know, indulge a little.
Find a way to balance it out. Make sure you get your minerals from other whole organic foods or supplement, like I do with the Innate Response Chromium, one tablet at least three times a day. But Ruffles. So the Vanahari Food Babe says, this Frito-Lay product sent me shockwaves through me. Help get it everywhere. And she was in San Francisco visiting a Costco, and she saw this organic Ruffles display. She said Frito-Lay, she had never seen an organic Frito-Lay product. And in fact, Frito-Lay was one of the big lobbyists against GMO labeling. They're one of those multinational food companies. They were full of GMOs, additives, MSGs, and they spent over $8 million fighting GMO labeling years ago, last 3 years. So you have now one of the biggest companies arguing that you shouldn't know what's in your food relative to genetic engineering. And now they are fully embracing at the same time. What's going on here? On one hand, no GMO. On the other hand, hey, we've got organic potato chips now. Non-GMO, all of that stuff. Now, it's interesting in this article. I love where she goes because she goes to the farmers of potatoes. Farmers of potatoes. And this is Jeffrey Moore, the chair of the National Organic Standards Board, regarding, you know, big companies like Ruffles or others going, hey, we're getting demands for this. Can you grow some for us? This guy says, I've talked with potato growers who say point blank they would never eat the potatoes they sell. They have separate plots where they grow potatoes for themselves without all the chemicals. People think, oh, it's in the ground. What's the problem? No, it's one of the dirty dozens, these potatoes. Toxic, if they're GMO or not. They're pesticided like crazy, and they're on, and they're in. What are you going to do? I remember years ago at the Health Freedom Expo, when it was in Schaumburg, we went to the Whole Foods. And we actually went, hey, are your French fries organic? They said, no, they're not. So I went and I said, can I buy these potatoes from your organic potatoes in your produce section? Can you cut them and fry them? They're like, okay. So we all enjoyed it. And I remember Chris Barr, not a doc, was there. We were all having a great time. Organic ketchup, organic. So you can enjoy the food you eat again. I'm not saying eat French fries 24/7, but good Lord, you can eat organic stuff and be okay. Remember the minerals that are there that are not there in the chemically grown cousins. Much less all of the toxic poisons that are on the chemically grown potatoes and cousins that displace the minerals you work so hard to get in you now that you know. RobertScottBell.com. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. 30 years out from a melanoma stage 3 or 4. How did he survive? We'll find out after the break. Power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money.
I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.